Hello, my name is Ray Jefferson, and you're listening to Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU-FM. This program is a new collaboration between KWBU and Creative Waco, where we'll take you behind the scenes of art and culture in our city. I'm the Director of Marketing and Communications at Creative Waco. It's a nonprofit that exists to grow and support the arts in Waco and McLennan County. Today on the show, we're talking with Meg Gilbert from the Arts Center of Waco, which has recently been forced to move out of its building and has left many of its community members asking, what now? But before we get to Meg, Fiona Bond is here to talk with us about What Works, which is a professional development program for artists from Mid-America Arts Alliance. Fiona, thanks for being here.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So historically, what has professional development looked like for artists in Waco?
Well, that's a really good question. And actually, I would maybe kind of preface that by saying, you know, here at Creative Waco, we're trying to do a number of things to grow the arts. And of course, in the past on this program, we've talked about the kind of resources that are available for getting the word out. We're also in discussions about what facilities might look like in terms of growing facilities. But when we're talking about growing the arts in Waco, one of the really key areas is growing talent and making sure that we support young and more experienced leaders in the arts. Because, you know, if you want to become a lawyer or if you want to become an accountant, the career path is really clear. And you kind of know what training you need to do, what conferences you need to go, how to specialize in different areas. That's much harder in the arts. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we're trying to build is this sense of, if you want a career running cool stuff in the arts, running arts organizations, and actually Meg, who you're talking to later, is a great example of a young leader in the arts that we really want to support. She's exactly the kind of talent that we want to try and keep in Waco. And the fact that she's running an organization like the Arts Center of Waco is wonderful for our community. So one of the things that we're trying to do is to bring training and career development advice and structure to the arts in Waco. And so this particular training program, which is kind of a taster program, it's brought to us by Mid-America Arts Alliance, which is a nationally recognized organization that offers career development and professional development in the arts. And this particular training program is kind of a taster for people who think, you know, I think that might be my career path. I really want to see what kind of advice is out there, what kind of training, what kind of professional development resources are out there, and just dip a toe in the water here. Or for people who are a little further along the path and say, you know, I kind of know the things I'm really good at, but I want to find out how to be a really good entrepreneur in the arts. I want to know how to actually be able to make money in this kind of business. So this particular training program, we're going to run a session on the 23rd of April. It will be at 6 p.m. That's a Monday. Monday evenings tend to be the best evenings for people who are running programming in our community. And it basically talks about things like how to do career development, how to set goals and planning for your career in the arts, how to develop a portfolio career, so how to figure out different kinds of revenue streams if you're running arts-based programming, how to really approach a career in the arts as a legitimate and revenue-generating potential for making a living. It's something which has a lot of mythology about it, but actually it's entirely possible, and we really want for Waco to be the kind of place where we can grow young entrepreneurs in the arts and cultural sector.
Sure, that's awesome and really exciting to hear that, you know, we're really working to create some new opportunities for artists to do their work and to really be successful at that. Who's leading the training?
A number of people from Mid-America Arts Alliance. So they'll be coming into Waco specially to do this taster session. And if there's enough demand after that, then we're looking at potentially doing more training from them. So this will be a really good opportunity for people who really want to see what that kind of training might look like to jump in on it and see if this would be a good fit for them.
Great. So how do people get signed up for the training session?
Well, they contact us. They can contact info@creativewaco.org. If they contact us before the deadline, then there are some bursaries available, which make that training and the meal that goes with it completely free, which is fantastic. The full price of it is $30. But if people sign up rapidly enough, and if they're able to describe to us why they want to do the training, then there are enough bursaries that people who sign up early are pretty much guaranteed a free place on this.
So how does this particular training tie into how Creative Waco supports rising leaders in the arts in other ways?
Well, we've developed a program of various different ways that people can plug in if they're interested in developing a career in the arts. And one of the ways, of course, is that we coordinate Waco Arts Alliance. And Waco Arts Alliance is a regular monthly or bi-monthly meeting of all the people who run arts-based programming in Waco. It's a fantastic opportunity for really experienced and newbie arts leaders to meet one another, see who is behind the fantastic programming that goes on in our community, learn from one another, share information. You know, sometimes it's really helpful to know when is this year's Cultural Arts Festival going to be, or when is the Christmas programming for the symphony going to be, so that people can kind of plug in their events around those kinds of flagship things. But also it's a really great opportunity to find out from people who've been doing this for a while how to do these things well in Waco, how to get the word out, what kinds of tools exist to promote events and activities, all that kind of thing. And we've had a fairly broad program of events and opportunities with Waco Arts Alliance, from everything from state-based events right the way through to things that are very Waco specific. So that's one opportunity. Another is that whenever we give out a grant for the Arts Match program with Creative Waco, we try to tie that to some way of helping the individuals or organization involved to get to the next stage of developing their art form, developing expertise in running their art form. Because ultimately, we're trying to help each of those organizations that are successful getting a grant with us to position themselves for being able to get other grants from the arts and cultural sector. So, for example, we sometimes partner a grant with some expertise in things like accounting, so that people can present their accounts and financial information in such a way that they will then be able to present their information, their project, to a trust or foundation or to Texas Commission on the Arts, for example. And one of the things that we're really proud of is in the last round of Texas Commission on the Arts funding, we actually had all of our eligible arts organizations getting grants from TCA, which was just fantastic. And that's a real sign of success, of Waco kind of growing on the map.
Definitely. We, of course, always love to see our arts organizations flourishing and getting the support financially, especially that they really need to do their jobs. What's an example of maybe an actual partnership that has come out of the AMP Angels program?
Well, AMP Angels is the program that matches expertise and additional coaching or opportunities for people who are running projects that have been successful getting the AMP, the Arts Match program based funding. And we've had a number of really successful partnerships set up through that program. We called it AMP Angels because it's a way of kind of adding an extra special something to each of those programs or projects. And the AMP Angels program is actually funded by the Cooper and Waco Foundation. It's in very pilot stages still. One of the partnerships that was set up as a result of that I really love is Brooke Schlechte, who she is the director of Out on a Limb Dance Company, and she's doing some really innovative stuff with contemporary dance and music in Waco. She's very talented and has a lot of energy and ambition in her art form. So we were able to partner her with the executive director of Ballet Austin, who actually comes from a contemporary dance background. Her name is Cookie Ruiz, and Cookie is probably the most successful dance fundraiser, if not in Texas, then in the whole of the US. She's extremely well respected in the art form of dance, and that is a brilliant connection for Brooke. I mean, she was very impressed with Brooke when she met her through this program. And that partnership is going to help open doors for Brooke, I hope, with funding. But it's also giving her, you know, coaching and mentoring from someone who really knows how to do this and who already is very well respected nationally in that artistic discipline. So it means that, you know, the person who is the expert in Waco gets to become part of this national, even international scene of breaking the mold in the art form of dance.
Of course. And, you know, we always love to be able to see how the wider world of the arts fits into what's happening here with our organizations and our leaders here in Waco.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I love about Waco is there are all kinds of people who live and work in Waco that are doing really internationally significant work. And that's certainly true in the arts. But I don't think many people know that. And so the more we can get that message out that when we retain talent in Waco, when we grow that talent in Waco, we are doing a service to our community, but also to those art forms, to the world. Stuff that starts in Waco can go international.
Sure. Fiona, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing about all these amazing opportunities for professional development for those who are working in the arts here in Waco. And I'll be sure to include some information about all the things we talked about today on our blog. There will be a blog post online that goes along with this conversation, and you'll be able to find that at creativewaco.org/blog. You're listening to Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU FM, and I'm your host, Ray Jefferson. Next up, we have Meg Gilbert, who is the Executive Director of the Arts Center of Waco. The Arts Center is a local nonprofit that has a long history of making art more accessible to the community using tools like art exhibitions, creative classes, and children's programming, as well as a number of other things. Meg, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Ray.
So I'm super excited about our conversation because the Arts Center is in a period of transition at the moment. And, you know, a lot of times during those moments, while it's definitely hard to adjust, there are some really new and exciting things that can come out of that. So to start things off, can you just tell us a little bit about what the Art Center does?
Yes, I'd love to. We are a nonprofit art gallery and education center for students and adults to take art classes. And we're really, our mission is towards education and enrichment through collections, classes, and exhibits. So that's what we've done in Waco for the past, I guess, now about 42 years.
Wow.
And when I say we, I just mean the organization has such a rich legacy, and it's really a tribute to the volunteers and the staff members of the past. But
sure,
it's exciting to carry that on.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit more about your background in the arts?
Yes. I grew up passionate about the arts. I went to a great school for elementary and high school that had good art programs. And I was always very involved in those. And then at Baylor, I minored in studio art, and I loved that. Oddly enough, my position at the Art Center I see is more facilitating other artists. And
sure.
So my taste in art has been a fantastic tool, but I feel like I've less used the studio part and more just the drive to help promote other artists, which has been wonderful and really cool.
Yeah. Do you miss doing the studio art?
I do. But I mean, in college, it was very difficult for me. I remember being really surprised and really impressed by the other students who majored in it. So
yeah. So why do you believe in the work that you're doing at the Art Center?
So many reasons. I think it really comes alive to me when I'm sitting in a classroom. I'm passionate about children's education, although I've seen it in adult classes as well at the Art Center. And people are so laser focused on what they're doing. These students really care about it. And I think the amazing thing about art is it's enriching in other ways than just educational. The form of self-expression that it can provide is really powerful. And the fact that art has such a strong impression on other parts of our lives, it's just so many studies have shown that it's really great for math and science. And anyway, so yes, just seeing students really enjoy what they're doing is so fulfilling and exciting.
Sure, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you've been at the Art Center for a while now, and I'm sure you've seen, you know, things kind of change a little bit in terms of the creative community and just how receptive people are to art. Mm-hmm. So how have things maybe been a little bit different from when you first started with the Art Center to now?
I think our community has changed a little bit, and mostly it's expanded, which has been really exciting. So seeing more families come in, seeing a wider diversity of artists show interest, and learning about what other types of classes and exhibits we can have. I think at first we were so focused on getting by and continuing this legacy that we didn't realize how many options we had. Mm-hmm. And so now, like especially with the art expedition, you know, taking art to schools in a new way, that's opened new doors to huge audiences that we wouldn't have had before. So that's exciting.
Sure. That's something that I think I'm hearing kind of echoed with a lot of people in the creative community here. Really, the person that comes to mind is Brooke Schlechte, because she's doing contemporary dance here, which is like an art form that is, you know, pretty much non-existent outside of her dance company. So I definitely think that there's some, you know, some reception to some new art forms. So if you have to choose one, what is your favorite aspect of the work that you do?
It's the children's education by far. Yeah. I just love it. And I think I remember the pure joy that I had as a child creating and using different materials. And I want to do whatever I can to make that possible for other children. And I also think that talent and interest just starts at such a young age. And if they're able to discover that early on, that can open doors to opportunities in the future. So that's my favorite part.
Sure. You guys have summer camps for kids that you guys run every year. Are there any children that you've kind of seen growing up during that camps, you know, during those camps that like come back year after year?
Yes. And that's been fantastic. I'm just always amazed. Of course, I don't have children, and so their personalities change so much. Their skill level changes so much. And that has been really rewarding, but also really fun. I mean, to have them ask harder questions and to have them bring more friends sometimes to our camps the following year, or learn about classes during the year that they then attend. So, yes, that's been wonderful.
Awesome. So what kinds of programming do you guys have planned for this year? I know this year is kind of, which we'll talk about this shortly, but this year is, you guys are kind of in flux right now in terms of space and locations and all of that. So what's the schedule look like this year?
Yes. Right now what we have planned, and I believe we will expand on this in a number of ways, but it will depend, as you said, on our future plans, future location. But we will continue our art expedition, which is our mobile art exhibit that we take to schools and to public events. And so we will continue that. The artwork will change for this coming year, and it will stay the same throughout the school year. And then we have a set number of public events and set number of schools that we will reach through that. So that's exciting. And that's just the second year of this pilot program. And so we're discovering ways to make it better and what kind of artwork we will include in that. And then other than that, we have goals to include new classes for adults. And so we're exploring what that can look like. And then our kind of key children's class is called Art Lab. And children do a project each time, but they also explore fundamental art building blocks that they can grow on and use in the future to learn more technical aspects of art. And so that's a very popular class, and we'll definitely continue that.
Sure. So I kind of want to come back to the mobile art exhibition you guys have going. That's new, and I know you guys are still in the early stages of that. But just so that, you know, listeners have an idea of what that is, it's a trailer from an 18-wheeler, right, that you guys converted into a mobile exhibition?
It's a little smaller than an 18-wheeler, okay. But it is very large. It used to be a race car trailer. It held a race car, or it was made for that. And so that's always fun to tell kids, too. They're like, what? And so we converted it into an art gallery, which is to say we have lights that look like gallery lights on the inside, and we have hung it specifically for the artwork that we've collected for the exhibit. The artwork consists of pieces from higher education educators in the art field at Tarleton, Baylor, and MCC. And so I really wanted to make that connection between art educators' artwork, people who have made a successful career out of their art, and then connecting that to elementary school students who can see the real talent of local artists that I don't think they would be able to otherwise. And so that's been really neat. And also a lot of those educators use unconventional materials. Mm-hmm. And that's been such a fun conversation starter, because the students are like, that's not art. And I'm like, well, let's go into that. You know, why would you think it wouldn't be? And what about this material makes it seem unconventional? So that's just one of the many, many things we've been able to learn through the project. But
cool. That's awesome. That's really exciting. And I think it's a fantastic concept. Where did that come from?
Well, it was actually an idea that started when I first started at the Art Center about 3 years ago. And it was just, I mean, a dream that I thought would never happen. And then we brought it back around and with the idea of what we could possibly do to cater to a Creative Waco grant. And that combined with a lot of in-kind donations is what brought it into fruition. So
cool. That's mm-hmm. awesome. So this past fall, right, you guys moved into one of the workspaces at Cultivate 712, which is a huge change from having an entire building on MCC's campus. So can you talk about what prompted this move and why you guys were kind of forced to transition like this?
Yes. Yeah, it was fairly sudden. We knew we'd have to leave MCC in 2018 when our lease was up. And so MCC had been looking into the building to see, you know, what changes they would need to make if they wanted to move offices in there after we were gone. And at that time, we were preparing to move ideally downtown to a new building. But their structural engineers found very serious issues with the building, and so serious that they basically came in and said, pack up your stuff. You need to be out today.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we were able to do that. And huge kudos to Rebecca at Cultivate 712, who basically took us in with open arms immediately after that.
Yeah.
So that was the big change, and we're still working on future possibilities for locations. But it's been, I think, overall a blessing because we had to push up our timeline for looking for a building and for making some changes to the organization. So it's been good, but it's been a change for sure.
Sure. So you guys, y'all still don't necessarily have any next steps in terms of where you guys will be moving to?
We have some good options. I think we're waiting to make that strategic change and strategic announcement to the community.
Sure.
We definitely have the board and the staff have worked very hard to find the best opportunity for a new move. When the Art Center was initially downtown on Austin Avenue. And when it moved to MCC's campus, that was a huge push from the community. And the more I research on it, the more I learn, you know, that people fundraise on all kinds of different levels, that they talked about what kind of classes would be offered, that there was a big deal done with MCC to figure all that out. So I want to kind of create that second move, that second push from the community to have this big change, and I think overall it's going to be really beneficial, and I think it's needed. It's time for the organization to make that change. So.
Sure, definitely. Yeah. So are you guys looking at moving back to downtown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there any concern at all about that kind of shifting, I guess, maybe the groups that you guys are going to be working with if you do make that transition?
Overall, we're very excited about what that could look like for our audience. Yes, the Art Center, there are a lot of pros and cons of it being on MCC's campus before.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great group of members and visitors who lived in the surrounding areas. And I believe they will come down to downtown to see our new building, and I would love for them to continue to be a part of the organization. But right now, we have the opportunity to reach a real demographic that is reflective of the Waco community,
sure.
Which I don't feel like we've reached in a long time. And part of that is just the Art Center building on MCC's campus was difficult to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So having a place that's more accessible will be a huge gift, hopefully, to the people that we're wanting to serve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you kind of talked about this already with Rebecca, but what kind of response, which for reference, Rebecca is the director of Cultivate 712, which is an art gallery that's off of Austin Avenue and has workspaces for artists and arts organizations and different businesses. So, you know, what kind of response have you seen from the creative community since you guys have had to move out of MCC's campus and you know, have kind of, you know, just been really flying by the seat of your pants at this point.
Right. No, that's exactly right. We've been overwhelmed with generosity and the warmness of the community downtown. After being on MCC's campus for so long, it's so fun to have this switch to be around artists who are actively working in art spaces, to have an idea of what that would look like and how to run it. And Rebecca's done a fantastic job. I'm always blown away with the number of people coming in and out of that building, and the exposure that those artists are getting is really wonderful. And that's, I think, what a gallery should be and what a workspace should be. So It's been great. It's been fun to kind of field the questions and the interest in what we're doing now and how our change is going to gonna work. But it's also been very encouraging because they really clearly want the Art Center to succeed and are curious about what it could be. So there you have it.
Sweet. So obviously, even during the midst of all this transition, you guys are still pushing forward with your goals of bringing art to the community. And I guess just during the time that you've been working with Waco and have worked with different areas of the community and just different art forms and whatnot, what are some of the challenges of working specifically with art in our community?
That's a great question. I can think of a few that are specific to the programming that we do.
Sure.
I think overall it's hard in areas where so much more is needed than art to show that art is very important. And I don't think that I'm thinking of schools that are struggling to meet their test scores.
Sure.
And I'm talking to their principal about how we really need to come in with art. And they're like, listen, we can't give you the amount of time you want because they need to be in this math class. And so I'm really pushing, you know, well, what if we come at this time and how can this work? And so that's been one. And granted, usually it's mostly scheduling, but sometimes it is convincing the school that this is worthwhile for their students and that we really need that extra time to make the program as impactful as it can be. And I think that will continue to change, but it's been a great lesson for me on the importance of awareness of the impact of arts in a community and how it can affect so many parts of a student's life. So,
sure. And what are some of your hopes for the future of the Art Center?
I have so many.
Sure.
I think I really would like for it to be the visual arts destination for Waco, and I think we're in a prime location to make or we're in a prime position to make that happen. I think this is a true turning point, and it will take a lot of hard work, but we want to have a gallery that shows you know, national and international recognized artists. We want to have traveling exhibits that can come visit and show a variety of artwork. We want to continue our legacy of wonderful educational programming and really expand that to quality programming for adults. I've focused on so much of the children's programming, and I think there's so much potential in Waco. And there's clearly a want in Waco for adult continuing education in the arts. So all of those things, and we just look forward to being able to provide that and seeing what other groups in Texas can do and how we can collaborate with them. And especially in Waco, a huge part of being at Cultivate 712 is we're so close to all these other artists, it's hard not to collaborate in a lot of ways or just, you know, yell down to the film fest and say, you know, what are you doing that weekend and what are you doing to market and how can we work in a similar way or you did this really well, that sort of thing. So only up from here.
Awesome. Meg, thank you so much for giving us an update on the Art Center and sharing your vision for the creative community. You can visit artcenterwaco.org to stay up to date with exhibitions, classes, and other programming at the Art Center of Waco. This conversation will be posted on kwbu.org. This has been Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU FM. I'm your host, Ray Jefferson. Thank you for listening in.